The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, I do. I want to ride my bicycle. I got to ride a bicycle yesterday, y'all. It was so much fun. And this morning I have in the studio, we have Robbie Mott with Trek Bicycles Pensacola. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing this morning?
I got a confession. My knees are a little sore. Muscles I hadn't used in a while. It has been a long time since I've been on a bicycle. So, thank you so much for the opportunity. So tell everybody what happened. I got coerced
Out to the store. So as we talked about last time we were in here, and we had Meg come into the shop and come to test ride an e-bike.
Yes.
So she could tell everyone what her experience was on an e-bike.
Yeah. So this was, okay, well, I don't know. I guess we have to back up a little bit. So I haven't been on a bike, I have to confess, probably in 10-something years.
Okay.
And primarily, I used to be an avid cyclist and semi-athlete, I guess, but had done some marathons and triathlon stuff in the past. So, but had abandoned that stuff 20 years ago, if I'm going to be honest. So had a knee surgery, knee replacement. And once I had that, then I really kind of gave up my bike, because the story is, by the way, that years ago I had met Robbie when he was at a different store when I was doing morning shows, and he actually gave me a Trek bicycle, which I had for
years and years,
and literally just when I recently moved, just because I wasn't riding it anymore. So when he said to me, "You want to come down and check out the e-bike?" I was like, "I don't know. I haven't been on a bike in a long time. I don't even know if I can ride a bike anymore. And I've got this knee thing," and he kept encouraging me to come down.
Yep. Come down, test ride, see what it's all about.
So when he said an e-bike, in my mind, an e-bike is like, okay, that's one of those super fast, high tech, here we go,
scary
bike. And so bad enough, I wasn't sure if I could even balance anymore, let alone try to master the high tech. In my mind, this is all in my mind, by the way. So I had this great moment of insecurity, because then even walking into this beautiful store, which it is, the Trek Bicycles of Pensacola, and you see these beautiful bikes, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is for professional cyclists. This is not for somebody like me. And what I've learned is that couldn't be further from the truth. Because
correct.
Robbie took me through the store. We looked at all the different types of bikes. We talked about the different comfort rides and the height and the different ways that you use them. And he made me feel so comfortable to ask questions. And then he actually helped me get up on an e-bike. And we went around the neighborhood on the bike.
And the great thing is, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
No, it took me a second. It was a little wobbly. I saw him smiling. It was a little wobbly at first. But I'm going to let you explain, because I was so, I don't know, maybe it's my age range, but feeling that technology is just going to be too hard. And so there's a little intimidation factor, maybe insecurity. I don't know. But I'm guessing, as a person who's in that older category, that I'm probably not alone in the way I feel about it. And so I really wanted to come on this morning and encourage people that, if you used to love to ride bikes, it was gorgeous yesterday.
It's a beautiful day.
I mean, and to get out and ride through the neighborhood, I felt 20 years younger in about 2 seconds.
Exactly.
But the nice thing about it was, yes, I am. A little bit compromised in what I can do, because first of all, I'm like out of shape, and because I haven't ridden in a while, but also just there was a headwind. It was kind of windy.
There's a headwind. Yes, it was a little windy yesterday.
So he said to me, okay, punch this button, do this. And the next thing I know, it was like this assistance.
We were doing 10 miles an hour in a headwind, laughing and giggling, just riding to the neighborhood, having
but
a great
time. But I was still pedaling. See,
I thought
it was like a motorized scooter kind of thing.
Correct.
But that's not the case, because what I loved about it was we actually went uphill, up a big hill, and there is no way I could have managed that on my own. But with the e-bike, you have different settings, so I could hit this setting. This particular setting is called Turbo, my personal favorite. So when I hit the turbo, now when you hear the word turbo, you think rocket jets or something. No, no. It just is, I'm not even, he'll have to explain, but it just assists you so that I'm still pedaling, I'm still getting the exercise, but now it's manageable. It's like how I felt when I was 10 years old going up a hill, right?
Yep.
And it was so gratifying because, you know, you get older and then you want to do something and you get out there and you go, well, I guess I'll have to go flat. I can't go on any hills. You start to kind of compromise and that kind of takes the fun out of it.
It takes the fun out of it. And yeah. That's where the e-bikes, you know, come into play now. It's
oh, my God. This is the greatest discovery. I feel like I've made the greatest discovery since sliced bread. I'm telling you, if you haven't gone by Trek Bicycles, and I'm not just saying this, I'm really sincere. If I had gone and had a bad experience, I would have said to Robbie, thank you, but... You know, I think we need to talk about something else.
Well,
but I'm telling you, I'm as enthusiastic as I sound because I feel like I have this whole door that has opened up to a world that I didn't even realize how much I missed. And then now to recognize that I could actually do this, like take bike rides out to Port Pickens and explore this community. I mean, it's just fantastic. So I'm going to let you talk now. I spent the whole half hour talking about how great I think these e-bikes are.
That door was just closed, but it wasn't shut.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're just reopening it.
Yeah. So tell me, kind of explain to folks that are listening, like how it works.
So the e-bikes, like we talked before, is, you know, it's a lot of it's an assist. So you have to pedal the bike.
That's the part I didn't get.
You have to pedal the bike to get the motor to work.
Right.
So we still get to ride the bike. And it's like being a kid again.
Yes.
Instead of having, like I said, going up the hill.
You feel younger. You feel like, hey, look at me. I'm going up this
and
hill.
It's something that we can do all day now.
Right.
You know, we can get across town. We can use it for, you know, the trip to the store, go down the street to a friend's house. And instead of hopping in the car to go four blocks.
Right.
Just hop on the bike, you know, with the assist. Even if we got hills, yesterday we had hills and headwinds.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, we're cruising down the neighborhood 10, 12, 15 miles an hour.
It was amazing. Really, I'm not kidding. It was
laughing,
amazing.
Giggling, you know, being a kid again.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth it to stop by the store because you can try it yourself. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Rob, as I was leaving, he had two more people on bikes. He was taking on a tour.
He had two more people on test rides.
Scary going on the tour,
Trek tour. We love to do test rides. So anyone that comes in, the biggest thing is if you've never been on one, you know, a test ride will just... It's like a light bulb goes off.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're like, I get it now. Right. I understand what you're trying to talk about. And what you're saying is, I can see myself now riding to Fort Pickens. Mm-hmm. I could see myself riding across a 3-mile bridge that is great bike lane, but I just don't think I could do it on a regular bike.
That was my thought. I thought, wow, this is really great. They've got this bike lane. Oh, yeah, I'm old now. I can't do it.
No.
That was my thought.
I'd be riding to Fort Pickens, you know, so...
So now I'm like really encouraged, and I just really wanted to share that because of the opportunity that, you know, and I admit, I have done my best to keep up with technology. I'm a person that did not grow up on computers. I grew up with answering machines, no cell phones.
Rotary phone.
I had a princess phone in my room, you know, and I thought that was a big deal, you know, and so... I'm kind of proud of myself. I've kept up pretty well, but then when someone says, oh yeah, you want to try an e-bike, you know, and right away I get that feeling. I shared
technology.
This with Robbie. I just kind of had that, if they hadn't pushed me to go to do this, I probably wouldn't have. And that's the truth. Cause I would have been intimidated and thinking, I probably can't do this. And it was so not true. I'm just telling you, it was so not the case.
I'm so excited that you had a great time.
I did. I'm not making this up. I'm so excited about it. And this is the perfect time. If you know someone maybe that's a little bit older, that used to be very athletic, that's retired, that's now looking for things to do, take them down to this, let them try it.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're there for test rides.
Yeah, just try it, because that's what happened to me. And I'm telling everybody.
Our goal is to get a minimum of 10 test rides a day.
Okay.
For everyone in the shop.
Okay.
So, you know, more people come in. It's like a beautiful day today. I'm always up for a test ride.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the time, especially if you're, for those who have everything and are looking for a good holiday gift, and this is something healthy that you could do. And you told me, is it okay if we talk about the woman you were telling me about that came in? Because that's a great story.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about, you know, I had a young lady that came in that had all kinds of health issues, and the doctor pretty much told her to move. Just, you know, not exercise, but just to move and walk, and her joints were hurting her, and we got her on an e-bike. A year later, fast forward a year, she put 5,000 miles on the bike, and lost over 100 pounds and a completely different person. And she said she wouldn't have been able to do it on a normal bike.
Right.
And she, you know, was hurting to walk with, like I said, with her knees, you know, but the bike has a low impact.
Yeah.
So she was able, and she was, you know, she rides to Fort Pickens from East Hill 3 times a week.
Wow. Wow. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, but I would be. I mean, now I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
And it's so silly to say that I was kind of afraid of coming in, but that's the truth.
Well,
and then, of course, to Robbie's credit, he was very patient with me, basically held my hand and answered my silly questions. But there are no silly questions.
There are no silly questions, for sure.
Yeah. So talk about how the e-bike works a little bit so that we don't want to get too technical, but yeah. It's not what I thought. I thought it was like a rocket jet, flip a switch and you're off. That's not it at all. I was completely wrong about that.
The easiest way to think about it is you ride a bicycle, you pedal the bicycle. They have gears or they have no gears, depending on the model. And it's like having a nice tailwind behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got the headwinds today with this 20 plus mile hour winds. But it just gives you a tailwind in the headwind.
Right.
Just helps push you down the road.
And then you can kind of pick how much help you want. That was the other part that I liked. Because there's certain parts that I felt fine just pedaling myself.
Yeah.
And I could turn it off.
You can turn it off. You can turn it on. You can add more power. You can add less power.
Yeah.
So you're in charge of your pedal speed, your cadence. And you're also in charge of the output of the motor. How much output you need to go up the hill. Or you're on that flat with a tailwind. You don't need the motor. So
right.
You turn it down to, you know, the eco mode or turn it off completely.
Right.
So,
which is really neat. And then you were telling me that it lasts a pretty long time too.
Yeah. You can, you know, between 30 and 80 miles per charge.
That, I don't know if I'd make an 80 mile run just yet. I'll be doing good if I get up to 8 to 10, probably. But even yesterday, when we walked to the studio, I said, oh, my knees are a little sore today. I used some muscles I hadn't used in a while, but it felt good.
That flexibility.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, yeah. The flexibility, being able to just balance, get up and get off the bike, you know, those kinds of things. And my first attempt didn't go very well, so I'll just confess there. I kind of fell over a little bit. Don't tell anyone. But that was perfect because that's exactly what I want to do to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the kind of thing that could help me be an active older adult. And I don't say that lightly.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah. By the way, it is absolutely tons of fun. So do stop by the Trek Bicycle Store. It's right over there on Cervantes. You want to give the address too and your hours so people know?
Sure. It's 701 East Cervantes, right next to Maria's Seafood in the UPS store.
You can't miss it. Big sign.
And so we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
We'll be closed Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving to give everyone time with their families.
Okay.
So we'll be open back up on Saturday.
Perfect.
During the holidays.
So that'd be the perfect day to come in and get a Christmas bike.
Come in, layaways, you know, come do some test rides.
Okay.
And with the e-bikes, one thing we didn't touch on is there's an e-bike for every type of riding.
So, oh, that's important. Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a beach cruiser, you know, they've got e-bikes for beach cruisers. They've got e-bikes.
And they sit a little differently is what you were telling me.
Every bike has a little different way it sits in the comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's when you come in, it's a little bit of an interview process to see what kind of riding you're doing and where you're riding. And, you know, have you test ride a couple bikes? A lot of times I'll take one bike out for you to ride and I'll take another bike out. So we'll switch to see what kind of geometry or how you feel or how you sit on the bike, which one feels better.
Well, and that's what's great about it. This is you can find a bike that's right for you versus ordering it online or getting it at a big box store where you open the box and then you spend Christmas Eve all night long putting the bike together. You don't want to do that.
No.
This is where they will actually set it up and adjust it to your height, to your weight. And that's what's nice because my idea of a Trek bike, having been in the triathlon world, these were the high-speed racer bikes with a big bar in the front. And, you know, my bike didn't have a bar.
No bars.
No bars.
Easy to step through, easy to get on and off the bike.
Yeah.
And they're just very user-friendly.
Yes.
Even the electronics you were talking about. very easy to use, very easy to understand.
Yeah, if I can understand it, and I am blonde, it really works. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have some questions about e-bikes or the style of bikes that they have at Trek Bicycle, or maybe even questions about safety or biking in our community, because there are now new bike lanes, that kind of thing, Robbie Mott is certainly an expert on that. So give us a call or actually text at 850-437-1620, and we'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Now, one of the things I did also, because I hadn't been on a bike in a long time, my last bike helmet was kind of like putting a giant watermelon on my head.
That's right. You were saying that.
So he snaps on this lightweight, beautiful little helmet, which kind of looked good on me, if I do say myself. And, you know, and it was totally different. I mean, I just feel like where have I been? I've been in the dark ages in terms of bicycles, but it was lightweight, felt great, was not cumbersome, did not get in the way of my, like my sight line. I could see everything, and just even little things like that.
Yeah, the technology has definitely changed and everything, the bikes, even the safety gear. Mm-hmm. You know, ideally, the helmet, you know, by law, 16 and under has got to wear a helmet.
Right.
And, especially on an e-bike, we definitely want to wear a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, we want to find a helmet that's going to fit. It's going to fit on our head, that's going to be comfortable, that you're going to forget about.
Right.
And if you
didn't even think about it.
Yeah, if you forget about it, that's what we want. But if it's annoying you, you know, there's different helmets for different types of riding and different mm-hmm. helmets to fit your head. Everybody's head is not the exact same.
No.
Big, small, tall, skinny. I mean, we see them all.
That's the other thing about having a bike that's custom to you.
Correct.
Because we are all very different.
They're all very different in the way it's
short legs, long legs.
Yes. That is the truth.
Yeah. So, and one of the things, too, now this time of year, and because it's so beautiful, I have noticed some more cyclists out there.
There are more cyclists.
So, can you give me a couple pointers about what I need to do? And I'm in my car, and I see a bicyclist who there may not be a bicycle lane, and they're riding on the street.
There may not be a bicycle lane if they're riding on the street. Hopefully, they have some annoying lights, headlights and taillights that we love to talk about.
Oh, that comes on the e-bike, too.
That comes on the e-bike.
Yep.
But the 3 feet. You know, we're as drivers, we're supposed to give cyclists 3 feet on the side of the road, and if we see them, just gauge the traffic to where you can give them, you know, a plenty of room to get around them, not push them off the side of the road that I've seen too often. And yesterday morning, taking my daughters to school, I'll watch this person right behind me just push a cyclist off the road. just because they were putting on their makeup.
Oh,
because when they passed me,
not good.
Yeah, so it was very frustrating to see that. But just be curious, observant when you see a cyclist. Mm-hmm. You know, give them some area because you don't know, you know, if you're out riding a bike, you're going to want them to give you some space too.
Oh, here's a good question that just came in on this topic. So, what direction is appropriate to be riding in a dedicated bike lane with or against traffic? That's a good question.
Well, you are a moving vehicle.
Okay.
So, you have to abide by all the rules of the road. So, you have to be going with the flow of traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, do not go against traffic.
Okay, makes sense.
Some people think that if we're going against traffic, we can see what's going to come at us and what we mm-hmm. can hit us. We don't have that quick a reactions to avoid stuff like that.
Okay.
With traffic.
With great question. Okay, here's another question about e-bikes. How much do they weigh?
They're going to weigh, depending on the bike, like I said, we have e-bikes going from, you know, a road bike all the way to comfort bikes, but they're going to range in weights from 30-ish pounds all the way up to 80, 90 pounds that I've seen that come into the shop. So they're just big tanks to, you know, some lightweight things.
Okay. Another question came in. Are e-bikes affordable?
They are affordable. So we have bikes starting in the shop at $1,200 and go up from there.
And so they can do a layaway if they want to.
They can do a layaway. You know, we'll hold them if you want to wait till after Christmas. You can pick up after Christmas, but we can also keep them in the shop till Christmas Eve for you.
Okay.
You want to hide it from the, you know, whoever you're going to get it for.
And one of the things, too, is that I was thinking about, the maintenance of it. How hard is it to, because I'm used to the bike in the garage, and so I'm guessing there is a little bit of maintenance that is involved.
Maintenance, the nice thing is it's still a bicycle. So we do, you know, with all the bikes that we get, we have a year of maintenance with the bike. So we've got, you know, all the braking gear adjustments for a year. There's also, we need to do some maintenance on the computer sometimes. So we're able to do that. And that's one definitely one thing that we want to do is keep the bike up and going. So every time you ride the bike, it's perfect. You know, also inflating the tires this time of year, especially if it hasn't been going for a while, you want to inflate the tires because they'll go low just by sitting in the garage for a couple months.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, we have a phone call from Chris. Good morning, Chris. Can you hear us okay?
Good morning.
There you are. And Chris has a question for you, which is, I think, a good one. Go ahead.
Do they have any type of insurance on these bikes? And the reason I'm asking is my son lives in Panama City Beach. Of course, he's an adult. I went home from a friend's house. Somebody nailed him from behind, hit and run. And there's been seven of them in the past 2 months on secondary roads, all on e-bikes in Panama City Beach, which is not broadcast. But he's okay, and I don't know about the other people. But is there any type of insurance on these things?
Well, I'm glad to hear that he's okay. First
of all, yeah.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, no kidding. There is Velo, I think it's Velo Insurance, and you know, we can as bike shops sell insurance in the state of Florida.
Right, I understand.
But there are some companies out there that do have insurance on bikes. I had a gentleman that I think it was from Allstate that came in that said that he can write policies on e-bikes. I haven't talked to him more in depth on that, but I would contact your insurance agent.
Insurance agent.
You know, and see, you know, and also I've heard of people putting e-bikes, you know, on their either homeowner policies
or rider policy.
Or another rider on their homeowner's policy. So, or their renter's insurance.
Great question, Chris. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. All right.
Thank you very much.
You too. Have a great weekend. Okay, we got one more question here that came in, which I think is really valid, getting back to the safety issue. So this one of our callers said, it would also be helpful if you could encourage bike riders to wear high visibility clothing. Dark clothing, particularly early in the morning or at dusk, is a recipe for disaster.
Recipe for disaster.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I see it all the time.
So, yes, high-vis clothing, reflective clothing is, you know, ideally what you want to wear when you're out riding. Other thing is to be, people don't think about, is at sunrise.
Yes.
And at sunset. People don't think about that a lot because, you know, if you're getting off work, we're going to go for a ride, you know, around the airport. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And as the sun's setting, there's a lot of shadows.
Right.
And if you're wearing the darker clothes, the bicycle blends into the shadows. You don't see them. And all of a sudden, you're going down the road and all of a sudden,
they're right there.
Where'd that person come from?
Yes, they're right there.
Also, the same thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, if people are getting out riding, you know, before work because the sun's coming up, you're going to see people going in and out of the shadows, and they're just going to disappear. So that's why the high-vis clothing. And my favorite thing is lights.
Lights, yes. And those
lights, and more obnoxious lights.
All right, we've got about a minute left, Robbie. We have one more quick question here. So what are some good bike routes besides 3 Mile and Fort Pickens?
3 Mile Bridge, Fort Pickens. A lot of people ride the airport loop.
Oh, okay.
You know, right around the airport. You have out in Milton has the Rails to Trails, and out in Orange Beach has a great place to ride on Heritage Trail out there.
Nice. Okay. All right. So if I want to come in and try an e-bike.
Come out and test ride some e-bikes.
Tell them Meg sent you. Give the address, the times. We've got just about a minute left here.
We're at 701 East Cervantes, right there by Maria Seafood and UPS store. We're open till 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturdays. And
so you want to get there probably before 10 to 5 so you have time to ride.
Exactly.
Don't have to expect Robbie and to ride around.
You know what? I've done that in the past. You know, and if you're looking for that great, you know, Christmas gift for the up-and-coming year, you know, we've got everything you need.
Wonderful. So we've been talking this morning with Robbie from Trek Bicycles Pensacola. Thank you so much for giving me that experience yesterday, Robbie.
It was
really
fantastic.
Life-changing for me. And I encourage anyone, just go by there and stop by and see. You don't have to buy anything, but you can just try it. You never know.
Come ask some questions. We love questions.
Yes, yes. Trek Bicycles on Pep Talk this morning at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back after the news.